It is the Joe and Alex Show. Now, look, we all love Cardi B's music. I think we can all agree on that. But recently, Alex, even in the garbage this morning, you talked about it. There's been some heat going as far as maybe we need to cancel Cardi B. Now, if people miss the garbage, can you kind of give us just a little brief explanation of something? Is this something she said recently, or this is her past coming back to kind of haunt her?
So I think the last couple of years she did an Instagram live video, and now it's resurfaced. And she kind of ranted about how she used to trick guys into going back to hotels with her, and then she would drug them, and then she would steal from them.
Well, that's not nice.
And so then Surviving, hashtag surviving Cardi B started trending on Twitter, which is like a play on words of Surviving R. Kelly, which is the name of the docuseries, which is, of course, accusing him of sexually abusing multiple women and coworkers and girls and whatever. So now people are saying, like, should Cardi B be canceled? I think all of us on the show, at least earlier when we discussed this, we talked about how all of us agree that this behavior is abhorrent and she should be held to the same standards as those like Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, whatever. Because if you are drugging somebody and you're stealing from them, and then especially if you're having sexual relations with them when they're unconscious and they're not coherent, that is assault.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number, because we really want you to join in this conversation and let us know what you think. That's 833-563-2539.
But we got a very interesting tweet from someone that said, I agree with you guys that Cardi B should be held to the same standards. However, what R. Kelly did and what Michael Jackson did, their sexual assault, sexual abuse allegations and all that happened after they were huge, after they were famous. The things that Cardi B did are strictly in her past, and they were things that she did before she was famous. So does that make it a little bit differently?
I think your past is your past. It doesn't matter, like, if you become a big deal or not. Like, if you really committed a crime, like, well, guys, listen, I murdered somebody before the Joe and Alex Show really took off.
But think about the hip.
It doesn't matter. You killed somebody.
Hip-hop in general, and I'm just being devil's advocate, because I already said what I thought. I do think that it's fair to hold Cardi B to the higher standard. But to play devil's advocate, if so many people in the hip-hop community and hip-hop lifestyle talk about things like, you know, they're getting arrested, they're, you know, they have illegal firearms, drug use, all these different things, some of it in their past, some of it currently. I mean, should all of this be in the same standard? Like, if you have anything in your past at all, should that be held against you going forward? Or if it's all before you're famous, then you get famous, you change your life, then should you be okay? Like, when do we give grace? When is it fair to give a second chance? I mean, these are hard questions.
There's definitely not a standard when it comes to giving grace, because in theory, we should give everybody grace, right? But it's so hard, because we put a value on, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, if you do that, that's way worse. I mean, you could say, like, that sin's worse than another sin, even though they're all the equal thing. But in our minds, like, somebody doing something to a kid like Michael Jackson, compared to, like, oh, well, Cardi B, all she did was put some stuff in the guy's drink and took his money.
Right.
Like,
it's still a crime, still a bad thing.
This is so comparable, I think, to Bill Cosby.
Hey,
you know, like, he drugged his, like, MO for his assaults were drugging women and then, you know, raping them. Is that not what she's doing? She's doing the exact same thing. And I think that, you know,
she tried to defend herself yesterday. She came out with a statement and she said, like, the past is my past. I'm not proud of it, but I had to do it to survive the streets. And then she said her reasoning and why it's okay is that the guys were supposedly her boyfriends. So therefore, because they were her boyfriend, even though she drugged them and stole from them, they were consenting because they had already chosen to date her, which I disagree.
I don't think anybody consents to that when you date somebody.
And nobody wants to be stolen from either.
Sorry, you're married to me, Lindsay. You consented to this.
Not only do I think, like, oh, she's a terrible girlfriend because she's robbing from her boyfriends. No, she's a terrible person. Rape can happen in a relationship most of the times it is between someone you know. Mm-hmm. That's the majority of when it happens. It's more common for that to happen than some stranger on the street, like, knocking you over the head. I think what she did is awful. There's no excuses, and she should be charged. And I'm hoping that, you know, her victims do come forward and file charges against her.
But I bet, especially with this, I bet how many men come forward?
But that's the thing, they may not know.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, if they did get drugged. But then they probably realize, like, wait a minute, I did have money taken
from me. I mean,
I
guarantee now, because this video has come to light and resurfaced, I guarantee now there are going to be guys that say, well, I dated her. I think I might be, but how do we even, I mean.
I dated Cardi B. This happened to me.
She came out with this video a few years ago, but now it's just gaining traction online. Nobody said anything then.
I'm confused. Why, one, no one said anything then.
Because she wasn't famous.
Yeah, she wasn't that big of a deal.
Why did she go on video literally admitting to sexual assault?
Because she's Cardi B. I mean, that's what do you expect?
She doesn't understand that it's sexual assault. And you know what? That happens a lot in our culture, and that's scary in general, too.
833-JOE-ALEX. What? Should Cardi be canceled? What do you think about this? I think the majority of people are like, that's wrong, but I don't think anybody cares. I just don't think people care. I think they're like, you know what? We're going to keep on listening to the music, and that's cool. That's fine. What do you think?